안녕하십니까? 2018학년도 4월 고등학교 3학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2018학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice, I see you're wearing new shoes. They look nice.
Thanks. I like the design of these shoes.
Yes, it's very unique. Where did you get them?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, how about going to a movie tonight?
Sounds great. Do you have anything in mind? I heard Billy's story is very funny.
Sorry, but I've already watched that movie with my mom.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone. It's time for your well-being life. I'm your health advisor, Martin Wilson. How much time do you usually spend eating your meals? According to recent research, people take in fewer calories when they slow their eating pace. Not only does eating slowly make you eat less, it also helps your stomach process the food well. When you eat slower, you'll chew your food more, which leads to better digestion. Plus, you can be happier by tasting great food and enjoying it fully. Eat more slowly, and you can improve your overall health, increasing the pleasure of eating.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Sophie. What did you do last weekend?
I taught dance to some children at the community center as a volunteer. As you know, my hobby is dancing.
Good for you. I want to do some volunteer work like you. Do you have any ideas for me?
I recommend you do volunteer work connected to your hobbies. You'll want to volunteer regularly when you're doing what you enjoy.
That's true. Well, I've been into baking these days. Is there anything I can do with that?
What about baking bread for the elders at the senior center?
That sounds great. It would be nice to share my bread with other people.
Yeah, I think it's good to do volunteer work related to your hobby.
Thanks for your idea. I might be able to enjoy doing volunteer work.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Ms. Green. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Johnson. I'm here to pick up my car.
Okay, come with me. Here's your car.
It looks like a new one.
I fixed and repainted the scratched part.
This is already the third time I visited here for the same kind of mistake.
You said you bumped your car while you were parking, right?
Yes, I've driven my car for a year, but I still have some difficulties with parking.
You might want to find someone to help you practice parking.
I guess so. Thanks for your suggestion.
No problem. Here's the repair bill for today.
Okay, I'll pay by credit card. Edward, come and look at this photo.
Wow, where did you take it?
At the art exhibition. It was held at my school festival last week. Here, the banner on the wall says, Parents Art Exhibition.
Were all these made by parents of the students at your school?
Yes, I went there with my friend Jane.
Is she the girl wearing glasses on the left side of the picture?
That's right.
I see. The hat on the table is beautiful.
Actually, my mom made it. She likes to make things in her free time.
She's very talented. The lamp next to the hat also looks nice.
Yeah, I can't believe it's handmade. Look at the lion sculpture on the right side. Isn't it so lifelike?
So it is. All of these pieces look wonderful. You must have had a great time there.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, how's the cooking going for the party?
I already made a pizza and put it into the oven.
Great. Our guests will be here in an hour.
Let's check if everything else is prepared then.
Okay. I finished vacuuming the living room. Did you clean the dining room?
Yes, I did. I also put out the tableware. Do we have enough chairs for everybody?
I think so. Wait, Mr. and Mrs. Brown said they would come with their baby.
Oh, we have a baby chair in the garage. Would you please go and get the baby chair?
Sure, I'll do that right now.
Thanks. I'll prepare some drinks for our guests then.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 농구 경기를 보러 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. This is Brian. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Brian. I'm just on my way to the library.
Are you going to check out some books?
No, I need to search for some materials to write my literature report. What's on your mind?
I'm calling you to say that I cannot go see the basketball game this Saturday.
Why not? You said you could go.
I'm sorry. I forgot something important.
What's that? You don't have your part-time job on Saturdays?
No, but my parents are going to visit my uncles on that day.
So, I guess you should go with them.
Actually, no. My younger brother has a dentist appointment, so I have to take him to the dentist while my parents are out.
I see. Then let's go to the basketball game next time.
Okay. Thanks for understanding.
9번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Eddie's Kitchen. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to order some food for takeout. What kind of salad do you have?
We have shrimp salad and mushroom salad. They're $5 each.
I'll have 2 shrimp salads. And what are your popular main dishes?
One of our best is fried chicken. We only use fresh oil to fry, and it's very crispy.
Oh, my children would like chicken. How much is it?
It's $10 a box.
That sounds reasonable. I'd like 3 boxes of chicken, please.
Okay. You ordered 2 shrimp salads and 3 boxes of chicken, right?
Yes. And I downloaded this coupon from your website. Can I use it?
Sure. You can get 10% off the total price.
Great. Here's my credit card.
Sky Adventure 이벤트에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Chris, take a look at this poster.
What's it about, Haley?
It's a promotion for Sky Adventure event. It seems like fun. Why don't we go?
Sounds interesting. The poster says it'll be held from August 4th to 8th.
It's during our summer vacation, and the event will be in Vastin Grand Park. That's not far from our town.
Great. There will be some enjoyable activities, too.
Yeah. We can take a balloon flight or enjoy skydiving.
I'd like to try, but wouldn't the skydiving be a bit dangerous?
Don't worry. Here, it says experienced instructors will be there all the time.
Good. Admission tickets are only $10. Let's make reservations online.
Okay. I'm sure it'll be a very exciting experience.
11번 커리어 카운셀링 프로그램에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention, students. This is your school counselor, Linda Ford. I'd like to introduce a career counseling program in our school. We're going to invite 5 professional career counselors. They'll help you understand the best career options based on your interests and capabilities. The program will be held on every Thursday next month from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You're going to meet the counselors in the school counseling center. And you'll be able to have one-on-one counseling with one of them. To participate in this program, you need to submit an application form to the school office in advance. Every applicant will get an email about an individual counseling time. Don't miss this great opportunity to explore your career paths.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 상품을 고르시오.
Matthew, why are you looking at a flower delivery website?
I want to send some flowers to my cousin who is opening a coffee shop. Would you help me to choose a package?
Sure. What type of flowers will you send?
She doesn't like orchids that much. I'd rather choose from among the other 4 options.
Okay. They all look beautiful. But don't you think spending over $50 is a little too much?
I agree. My cousin might feel uncomfortable with such an expensive gift. And how about the container?
I think flowers in baskets are better. A basket can be used for decoration in her coffee shop later.
Good idea. Do you think I should have it hand-delivered?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll order this one delivered by hand. Thanks for your help.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Anna. Long time no see.
Hey, David. How's your vacation going?
It's going well. What are you doing lately? You're looking good.
Thanks. I'm working out these days.
Oh, I think I need to work out too. What kind of exercise do you do?
I ride an indoor bike and do some stretching by myself at home.
Don't you go to a gym? It must not be easy to work out alone.
I don't think so. It's more comfortable because I don't have to care about other people.
But aren't you more likely to skip workouts at home?
Actually, I can exercise every day, regardless of time, and even when the weather is bad.
Now that you say so, home workouts seem to be better than I thought.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mark, I have big news.
What is it, Allie?
I was selected to be an exchange student. I'm going to a college in Spain for a year.
Congratulations. That'll be very helpful for you because your major is Spanish.
Thanks. I'm a bit worried about being alone there, but I expect to improve my Spanish a lot.
Of course you will. Did you find a place to stay there?
I'm supposed to stay in a dormitory on campus with other exchange students.
That sounds great. You're going to meet many people from other countries.
Right. I'll have to adapt to totally new circumstances.
Well, it might take some effort to fit into an unfamiliar culture.
Yeah, I feel a little nervous since it's my first time going abroad.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 테드가 레이첼에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ted and Rachel are classmates. Ted always puts used paper or cardboard boxes in the recycling bin to protect the environment. But Rachel usually throws her paper into the trash can after using it. There's a recycling bin for paper in their classroom, but she doesn't seem to care about that. Ted thinks she needs to change her habit for the environment. Today, Ted sees Rachel putting used paper into the trash can with other waste. Ted wants to advise Rachel to put paper in the recycling bin, separating it from general waste. In this situation, what would Ted most likely say to Rachel?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good evening, Music Alive listeners. I'm your host, Kate Anderson. Tonight, I'm going to talk about African-American music. We're going to see some types of African-American music throughout modern history. One of the earliest was blues, which developed in the first decade of the 20th century. It's a combination of African work songs and shouts. And it's also the basis for much of modern American popular music. Later on, jazz became a major form of musical expression beginning in the 1920s. It has roots in West African musical expression and is characterized by call-and-response vocals and different rhythms. Next, funk is a music style that originated in the mid-1960s. African-American musicians who created this new form of music focused less on melody and more on danceable rhythms. Finally,
Hip-hop is a music genre developed in the 1970s. It consists of a stylized, rhythmic music that often comes with rapping. It developed into its own culture, too. Now, let's listen to some famous music from each genre.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good evening, Music Alive listeners. I'm your host, Kate Anderson. Tonight, I'm going to talk about African American music. We're going to see some types of African American music throughout modern history. One of the earliest was blues, which developed in the first decade of the 20th century. It's a combination of African work songs and shouts. And it's also the basis for much of modern American popular music. Later on, jazz became a major form of musical expression beginning in the 1920s. It has roots in West African musical expression and is characterized by call-and-response vocals and different rhythms. Next, funk is a music style that originated in the mid-1960s. African American musicians who created this new form of music focused less on melody and more on danceable rhythms. Finally, hip-hop is a music genre developed in the 1970s. It consists of a stylized, rhythmic music that often comes with rapping. It developed into its own culture, too. Now, let's listen to some famous music from each genre.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 음악이 아닌 것은 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.